780. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennedy.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It's 9 o'clock, and you are turned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 1480 AM, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Want to just wish everyone a happy post-4th of July. I know I had a encore presentation last week. As generally, you know, as everybody knows who listens to my show, I am an avid golfer, so I was on the golf course last Saturday and had a wonderful time. And actually, next Saturday, I'm going to be on the golf course again. I you know, it's networking, but it's exercise, but it's also a lot of fun, and takes out the mundane, and I get to throw my frustrations out on the golf course from all the crazy real estate stuff I do during the week.
So as Mark Twain says, a good walk spoiled.
Exactly right. Well, Mark Twain also said, buy real estate because they ain't making more of it. So that's a little tip. Oh, by the way, this is producer Kevin, who is on before me with Andy Furman and his What's the Point show. So, Kevin, thanks for sitting in with me today. I appreciate that. Not that I don't have enough material to get through an entire hour, but it's always good to have somebody else to kind of bounce things off of, you know. And we'll get right. Oh, before we get into some real estate topics, on today's show, we have a special caller at 9:15 to talk a little bit about some stuff that's happening with the city. And we also have the, since I was not here last Saturday, today we are going to have the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia contest. And that is a $25 Visa gift card that you can spend wherever you'd like. And we will do that probably at the bottom half of the show. We'll get some clues out to you. And if you know where I am in Cincinnati, I've got a $25 gift card for the first caller who calls in with that information. So also on today's show, I do have some great real estate topics. There are some great things that are happening not only with the Port of Cincinnati, but also with Habitat for Humanity. We're going to talk a little bit about, I found something about foreclosures being on the rise, which I can kind of understand that. You know, when I first started doing the show and we talked about how crazy the real estate market was several years ago, and people were spending thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars over asking price to get a home. And, you know, they were basically just bringing that extra cash to the table. Well, now all of that is starting to come back to haunt people because, you know, as you know, if you're overspending for something, what ends up happening? Well, your expenses go up, property taxes go up, and now we've got this problem. So not a huge thing, but it's definitely something that, you know, I want to bring to folks' attention along with, and if I can get to it, a thing that really has been a new way for folks to live is called multi-generational living. Have you heard of this?
Not really.
So imagine, you know, you've got a family, right? You got, you know, wife, spouse, significant other, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, that kind of thing. So what folks are doing now, and I've actually got two clients that are looking at doing this or trying to do this currently. So you basically are looking for a property with either a house already existing or a house with maybe a secondary building that has living quarters. And the whole family is living together in kind of like a compound. And you're bringing generations of family together in one, like in a 1 to 2 or 3 acre plot. And it's actually not a bad idea. And I'll tell you why. Because recently, you know, I live, you know, about 20, 25 minutes from my mom. And, you know, I'm an only child. My mother's an only child and all this. And there are times when, you know, she needs my assistance. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I'm going to be there without any hesitation. But it does take me a little while to get there. So if there's like an emergency, imagine it might take me 30 minutes to get out to her. But in a situation where you have multi-generational living, everybody's within about earshot of each other, which, you know, I think is really good, especially if there's kids, grandkids. And then, you know, that's one of the joys of being a parent or a grandparent is like, you know, if there's this multi-generational type situation, the grandparents can spend all the time with the grandkids. They don't have to worry about traveling all over the city to try and get to the house the house to babysit them. I mean, it's really a great idea. The challenge is finding those properties. You know, you're trying to find, basically trying to find a needle in a stack of needles, unless you know you're wealthy enough that, or you have enough money that you can, you know, have someone design and build it for you. You know, there's Justin Doyle Homes up in Mason. They do a really good job with designing custom homes for folks. So anyway, also got to give some shout outs to my good friend Rick Barrick with All Western Mortgage, who is a sponsor of the show. If you are out there looking to do a refinance, if you're looking to, in fact, I'm going to give Rick a real big shout out today, because I was in contract with a client to buy a home in out in Harrison, and the deal was about to go south because there was an issue with the roof, but this was a conventional loan. And generally speaking, you know, on a conventional loan, you don't usually get some kind of a condition that would say, you know, well, we can't approve this loan unless this roof is replaced. Now, if the roof was falling apart, if there was a leak, you know, okay, maybe I can understand that. But in this case, that's not the issue. So, you know, the buyer and the seller were kind of at odds with each other over this. I give Rick a call, and he's like, "No, we can go out there as long as the roof is, you know, in decent shape. You know, 15 years, yeah, I mean that's pretty old for a roof, but right. You know, as long as it's still covering the house and there's not any severe damage, you know, we can do this." So Rick is now taking this deal over, and looks like we're going to get it to the finish line. So if you need a refinance or new home purchase, you know, contact Rick Barrick at All Western Mortgage. He is phenomenal. Of course, Rick and I have known each other for, gosh, probably about 50 years. His parents and my parents were very best friends. So it's been a long relationship. So Rick, if you're out there, love you, buddy. And we'll see you back. We'll see you on the show. Actually, Rick will be on the show in 2 weeks. So there you go. We can talk about this deal a little bit more. Hopefully we'll have it closed by then. Also, always got to give a shout out to my gym, my personal trainer, Aaron Parker, and Alex and the whole group over at Iron Sharpens Iron Gym up in Norwood. You know, this I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary with this place. And I love going there. I know it may be a little bit of a haul for me because it's in Norwood. I live in Anderson Township, but you know what? I don't mind. It's great personal training. It's semi-private lessons. I'm meeting friends, and I hit a personal milestone a couple weeks ago when I was able to bench press close to I think it was like 180 pounds. For a 54-year-old guy, that's not too bad.
No,
I mean even in high school, it was hard for me to do that in high school. Now I am doing that at 54 years old. So, but it's not so much the best bench pressing. I mean it's movement, it's cardio, it's working different muscle groups, and it really does make a difference. And, you know, of course, golf, you know, need to be in somewhat decent shape to play golf. And, you know, the older I get, I keep telling myself, I don't ever want to stop being able to play golf. And having a fitness studio like Iron Sharpens Iron is absolutely incredible. So Aaron and Alex, thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you for kicking my butt two, three times a week. I really appreciate that. So, all right. So with that, let's get to some policy that was passed last night. So Kevin, we were talking about this before we came on the air here, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that there was a law that was passed through Congress and the Senate, both houses, and it was put on the president's desk to sign. I was a little disappointed that he didn't sign it. I guess he was holding it hostage for his voter ID bill, which, that's another rabbit hole to go down because, right. You know, basically I think what, like 90-some percent of Americans agree that there should be some form of ID when you go to vote?
Correct. Every time, I don't know about you, but every time I go to vote, they always ask for ID.
Yeah.
And if I don't have my ID, they're like, well, go home and get it.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, I'm the same way. My polling place is over there off of Forest Road in Anderson Township, and I have to pull my ID was wrong. Because I moved, so I had to fill out a form to, you know, indicate, you know, my new address, and then take it down to the Hamilton County Board of Elections and, you know, have that certified so I could, you know, so I could vote. You know, again, it should be required, and it's common sense, right? Right. I mean, if you go buy a pack of cigarettes, they will card you. If you buy a 12-pack of beer, they will card you. For me, to get my license to be a real estate agent, they have to have my ID. I have to identify who I am, right? Most anything you do now requires identification. Buying an airplane ticket. You know, my mom, she's going on a cruise. She's actually on a cruise right now. She's on a boat. God love her. Hope she, you know, I'm jealous, but, you know, she's retired. She is allowed to live the good life. But she had to have, you know, passport and identification and everything else to get her ticket just to get on the boat. A lot of these, you know, conferences, these political conferences, you got to have ID just to get into the arena. Well, if you have to do, then why? I don't know. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But again, I agree. If you're going to go vote, have some ID, prove who you are. You know, if you're John McGillicuddy, have some ID that says I'm John McGillicuddy. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but the legislation that was passed is designed to provide resources for affordable housing. But the thing that I really like about this legislation is that it prevents large corporations from purchasing a large block of single family homes.
Right.
Right. Companies like BlackRock, companies like Vine, other companies like Vinebrook, or there's plenty of them out there that do this. They will buy large blocks of single family homes and then rent them out. So basically you're essentially blocking normal Americans or normal citizens or normal people for whatever from being able to purchase that home. And even though home prices are where they are, we know that, you know, they're pretty high. However, if there is an affordable home, and they're in over on the west side of town, there's a lot of affordable homes on the west side of town in good shape. So if you're a single person or a family or a couple or whatever, and you want to buy a $200,000 home, but then here comes in BlackRock with a, you know, $200,000 cash offer, what are they going to do? They're going to probably take that cash offer. And then next thing you know, that becomes a rental home. So I'm glad that legislation is passed, that it caps how many residential properties that these companies can own. I think that's great because it gives more people the opportunity to apply for a mortgage, because it hurts mortgage lenders.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts insurance companies. It hurts the local economy in a way it kind of does.
Well, one of the things about it that I like you said, is it's getting away from the rental properties. And what I don't like about that is because these companies come in, they rent these properties up,
mm-hmm.
they don't take care of
them.
Then they put them back on the market, and they're selling nowhere near what they should be selling for, because there's so much upkeep that needs to be done.
I 100% agree with you. In fact, a lot of the homes that are on the market right now that are under $200,000 that I have investors that look for, are from, you know, one of these, you know, larger companies that, you know, basically has just tons of rental properties. And on the surface, they may look all right, but for the most part, I mean, they look, you know, there's a lot of work that they need.
Yeah.
And investors, now, number one, investors most likely won't go after these homes because that's the other challenge too. You're dealing with a third party. So that's not in state. So if you go do a home, you make an offer, it's accepted. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you do an inspection. As you do this inspection, if things come up that are an issue, then, you know, what's the odds that they're going to send out a crew to fix anything? They won't. They'll try and give you a credit, a dollar amount, usually off the price of the home, which I always say, take that off your closing costs so you have the money in your pocket. But if it's something substantial and you want it fixed, you don't want to have to spend the money to bring in a contractor to put in a new staircase or fix a deck. Or, you know, whatever the case is. I mean, if it's a substantial repair. So that's part of the problem, another problem with this. So I'm glad that this legislation has passed. Also this week, because even decisions that the city makes affect real estate in terms of prices and affordability of housing, the assistant chief, fire chief, Sherman Smith, got his job back this week. Remember, those of you that follow city politics know that he was removed from his position a while ago because apparently he sent some sensitive information to the chief, Chief Washington, and was let go. I'll tell you what, man, this city manager, I mean, she can barely even balance her own checkbook. What the heck is she doing trying to, you know, handle personnel within the city? But the bottom line is, and I'm going to preface this by saying this. if you're the CEO of P&G, right, and you are doing, if you're doing a terrible job, you can be let go, but you can only be let go by a majority of the board of directors, right?
Right.
If you want to have that job at P&G to be the CEO, you have to, you're appointed, right? But it has to be on the approval of the board of directors. Same for every major company like Kroger's. I'm sure they do the same thing. Why does it have to be not that way in Cincinnati, right? The city manager has full authority to just hire and fire willy-nilly at, you know, whenever she feels like it. And what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up with lawsuits. We're going to end up with settlements. We're going to end up with millions of dollars going out the door of the city coffers. And guess what? That's not the city's money. That's taxpayer money. And how are you going to make that up? Well, what do you think? Higher taxes, more fees, more this and that, which prevents people from moving, wanting to move into the downtown area because housing and everything else and taxes and things are going to be too high. So when we come back from break, we're going to have someone, a good friend of mine, Christopher Smitherman, talk about an initiative that he has to prevent the city manager from just being able to hire and fire folks and follow a model that I suggested, you know, or that I talked about with like P&G and Kroger. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple minutes. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Where the Music Is. We'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Coming to Cincinnati, John Waite. The Golden Voice of Rock returns to Cincinnati for one night only. Friday, October 2nd, Taft Theater. With special guest John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. So tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. John Waite, live in concert, Friday, October 2nd.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit lebarabouffe.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan.
I move your picture.
Coming to Cincinnati, Tab Benoit. Live at the Tab Theater on Friday, October 9th.
Something happening here.
Live on the Soul of the Swamp Tour.
What it is ain't exactly.
The Blues Legend returns with an all-new set. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office.
I watch the sunrise.
Tab Benoit, the Soul of the Swamp Tour. Live at the Taft Theater on Friday, October 9th.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Where the Music Is, 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the assistant fire chief, Smith, who has, thank goodness he got his job back, And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I think a lot of people in the city would like to see, and I know my guest here would like to see it too, is, you know, if you are in a position, whether it be a fire chief, city, Cincinnati police chief, whatever the case is, if you're in a position like that, you know, there should be more than one person deciding whether you should stay on the job or not. So at this time, I want to give a shout out and bring my guest on. Christopher Smitherman, are you with me this morning?
Hello?
Christopher, are you there?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing good, my friend. Are you enjoying your Saturday?
Yes, and we don't have the best connection.
Uh-oh.
I apologize. It's a little difficult to hear you. But I'm going to do my very best.
Okay, no problem, Christopher. So I led up to our chat today talking about Assistant Fire Chief Sherman Smith, that he got his job back. And there's an initiative that you have that I'd like you to speak to my listeners about regarding the hiring and firing of folks in those types of positions.
So the assistant chief was terminated 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his job is covered by the union. So he went through his arbitration hearing and won and was reinstated.
Good.
So he's going to get all of his back pay. But most likely, Sean, after the city manager's termination, he's going to sue the city too.
Correct.
So I anticipate there'll be three lawsuits. Now, the assistant chief Sherman, Chief Washington, and Chief Fiji,
mm-hmm.
All will be suing the city all at the same time. And this is why the petition that we have is so important. And whether a person's a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, this has nothing to do with political party. It has to do what is in the best interest of our city.
I agree.
People can go to Jim and Jack's on 50 right now, are starting at 11 o'clock when they open, and sign the petition if they live in the city of Cincinnati. And that's what we're asking people to do. Take some time out of your schedule and fight for us and fight for your city.
So
just giving us your signature. And what that will do, Sean, is the city manager will not have the power in the future to do these terminations that are going to cost us tens of millions of dollars in not just litigation, but in settling these cases.
Right.
So that seven members of council get to say yes or no to these terminations in the future.
Well, and that was going to my point. You know, if you're the CEO of Procter & Gamble, Kroger's, GE here locally, right? If you want to be eliminated or taken away from your position, it has to be by the board of directors. It's not just one person that says, okay, you know, CEO of Procter & Gamble, you're done. It has to be a majority of the board of directors. I'm correct in thinking that, aren't I?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So why the heck can't we have that in? Yeah. Why can't we have that? Go ahead.
Sean, what is so critical right now is we have a governor's race that's up in the air, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a county races, and we've got the city that is really struggling with crime.
It is.
This is just not the time to have your police and fire departments with all of this HR chaos. Like you, Sean, you're a real estate guru, and
watching.
You know, I think sometimes our realtors, like yourself, are the greatest marketers of the city and the county. Meaning, really, you all have the pulse of what people are thinking and saying or doing, because it's where they're spending their money.
This is true,
and you can see OTR right now. Properties most likely that are staying out there longer because of crime, not selling as fast, or properties not moving as fast. And it's not just because of the economy. It's also because of crime.
Agreed.
And so when I'm talking about the police and fire departments and how we should hire and fire, these are critical positions that economically impact our restaurants, our school systems, our property owners, all across our 52 neighborhoods. This is really where the rubber meets the road and why the petition, I think, is so important and why I'm supporting Vivek Ramaswamy for governor. I've got to get that in, Sean, because,
sure.
You know, if we're having problems in Cincinnati or Toledo or Columbus or Cleveland, we need a governor that will prioritize law enforcement to make sure that everybody in the state remains safe. Like I said, it's a little difficult for me to hear you. I'm going to close my mouth so
sure,
I can again try to listen. And I'm always appreciative, Sean, that you give me an opportunity and a voice on a Saturday to kind of share my thoughts about what's going on.
Well, and I appreciate you taking a Saturday morning to talk to me and my listeners. I mean, you've got a family, you've got vacation time, you've got a lot going on, my friends. So I truly appreciate it. And you know, you're speaking truth to power there, because, you know, when we're talking about safety, OTR, you know, what is it, in the West End, violent crime is up like 45% this year. So, they'll tell you the statistics that, well, you know, in the inner city core, you know, crime is down, what, I think they said, I think I heard somewhere like 2%. Oh, wow, that's really big, isn't it? But they don't tell you what's going on over in the West End. So even though they may be trying to clear out some of the crime in parts of the city, they're just moving it to a different part of the city. And, you know, with the TQL...
The West End is a very important community, and people have spent so much money...
Oh, my gosh.
...investing their dollars into their properties that some of them have to feel abandoned by this city council and this mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you spend $500 or $600 or $1 million or whatever people are spending on some of these properties, it's got to blow them away. The violence just seems so reckless and unanswered. I also want to say, like you, I really support our cops. I have felt really bad over the last month that they've been called openly a racist institution.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, we're not even like... an officer. They're saying the entire department is racist. And that has got to take the wind out of the sails of our Cincinnati police officers that are up every day trying to keep everybody safe, the ultimate professionals, and doing the best job they can do, Sean. And I just want to keep standing up for our cops and our leadership so that they know there are people out there like you and I who appreciate, who are reasonable, the silent majority,
mm-hmm.
that believe and understand how important law enforcement is and that they're doing a great job and that we want them to continue to do so. We have their back, and we know that the only thing that's stopping this crime from really, really escalating across all 52 neighborhoods is our Cincinnati Police Department.
Correct. Well, yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I was brought up, you know, same as, you know, my friends, I'm sure you and your family, and I'm sure everybody here in the studio, you know, if a police officer comes to you and, you know, tells you to do something, you flip and do it. You know, if they tell you to stop doing something, you stop. You know, it's not a brain surgery type of thing. And, you know, the other thing I challenge the city, you know, the council and the mayor with is because when you keep doing this, and you're flipping, you know, chiefs and everything else, You're not really protecting the citizens. You're creating a problem with a continuity of service that the police and the fire can provide to the citizens because they don't know where their real leadership is coming from.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's exactly right. And I just want to again thank you, Sean, for being the leader that you are, the realtor that you are. And to all of your professionals out there, realtors who are listening to your show, we thank them. You are the great marketers. One of my favorite movies is Jerry Maguire. You know, you are the Kwan.
I am the Kwan.
You're the people that make it happen out here. And, you know, I know you're seeing a pattern, and don't give up on us. Don't give up on our city, and don't give up on our on our region, and we thank you. If no. people want to sign that petition,
yes,
because I know we have to go, please go to Jim and Jack's. You know, take 15 minutes out of your schedule to the public, if you live in the city and you're listening, and just sign the petition. We need your legal signature so we can get the issue on the ballot. And by signing the petition, Sean, it doesn't even mean you're for or against the issue. It means you believe that we have the right to petition our government and place the issue on the ballot. We have 70 people out there now with petitions that are collecting. So if you run into somebody this weekend who has a petition, please be respectful to them. They're volunteers. They're just out there helping collect signatures and lend them their signatures and thank them for being great Americans by collecting signatures and helping us get the matter on the ballot. I appreciate you, Sean. People can follow me on X at Vote Smitherman. And again, I apologize for the poor connection.
It's okay.
But you are a great American, and I thank you, Sean, for everything that you continue to do in our community.
Well, thank you, my friend, and you enjoy your Saturday with your family, and we'll catch up next week. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO in just a few minutes.
Coming to Cincinnati, Robin Trower. The legendary guitarist returns to Cincinnati for one night only. Robin Trower, live at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center on October 7th. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and BradyMusicCenter.com. Robin Trower, the Fall 2026 Tour, live in Cincinnati.
Life gets busy. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduation, encouragement, and sympathy cards slip through the cracks. But staying connected with faith-filled messages shouldn't cost you a lot of time or money. ChristianCards.co makes it simple. Send unlimited Christian greeting cards by email for just $3 per month. That's less than a cup of coffee. Need a physical greeting card mailed? Only $5 per card, and ChristianCards.co will handle everything, card and postage. No more excuses, no more guilt, just meaningful, faith-filled connection at an affordable price. Visit ChristianCards.co today to provide uplifting messages, heartfelt sentiments, and never miss another moment to share God's love. That's ChristianCards.co. Save time and money while sharing God's love.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Dr. Peck does tremendous work for his patients in cosmetic dentistry. We took some care in selecting a natural color to my face. It looks good, but it functions very well. Getting a smile that I feel is natural has been a worthy investment. Dr. Peck is talented in cosmetic dentistry.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Jack, and I love my new smile.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I want to again say thank you to Christopher Smitherman for coming on and giving us information about his petition. There are other locations outside of Jim and Jack's if you want to go sign this petition. So if you want some more information about this, give us a call at the station, 513-563-1480, and we can get some of that information to you. Also, we are going to do, now we have a caller, but before we get to that, so hang on, Bob, 1 second. I'm going to give out some clues because, again, it's the first of the month, so it's time for the Where Am I in Cincinnati Trivia Contest. Remember, this is a $25 Visa gift card to the first caller that can call in and tell me where I am in Cincinnati. So I am a house that was built in 1820. You will find me as you drive in from Columbia Parkway into downtown. This house is on the National Historic Register of Historic Places and actually was named after a famous president that is from the Cincinnati area, and it is located on Pike Street. So if you know where I am in Cincinnati, give us a call here at the station, 513-563-1480. I've got a $25 gift card waiting for you. And my Saturday would not be complete without talking to one of my good friends, Bob. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Shaw, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you just fine, my friend.
Good.
So well, just wanted to tell you real quick, Bob, I just got a text from my mother before I came online or came on the show. She actually has your book and is reading it on her vacation.
Yeah, good.
So she'll give me a full report when she gets back.
We have a great connection, but I think I can win it. So anyway, I want to give a shout out to this little art gallery in Mount Healthy.
Yes.
On Hamilton Avenue. Ethos Art Gallery. This is an artist friend of mine who just started a gallery, taking a chance, starting a little business. So, and I left a few of my barn paintings there for her. So hopefully people will go there and buy paintings and help this young lady in her effort to start a new business. Anyway, last week, I know it was a replay, but it talked about the unfortunate murder of the young lady left behind children. So I have a comment on that, because although I do paintings of old barns, I also write a story, and sometimes the stories are really good.
Yeah.
And this one I call 17 Children. This comes from southeastern Pennsylvania, Chester County, pretty close to Philadelphia, actually, where there are zillions of stone barns, and it's in my book on stone barns. And it traces back to a fellow named Zachariah Rice, who was born in 1731 in Bavaria.
Oh, wow.
That was
okay.
Present-day Germany, but Germany wasn't Germany, as you know, until 1871 when all the little kingdoms united. Anyway, Zachariah emigrated and arrived in Philadelphia in 1751.
Okay.
He got married a few years later to Abigail Hartman, also from the German area.
Wow.
And she was 16 years old. They got married young then. And 2 years later, she had her first child. Well, from 1760 to 1774, she had a child each year. She was literally a baby factory. Bing, 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 bing. But in those days, if you're a farmer, of course they were, Your goal was to have a lot of children, especially male children, to help run the farm.
Right.
They did that. Well, her father gave them a 200-acre plot, which many people bought in that area. And they farmed. And Zachariah was a stonemason, built a stone home, a stone barn, which is still there, and a stone grist mill.
Wow.
So he was busy. Well, fast forward to 1777, September. Now, this is very close to Philadelphia, so remember, Washington is in trouble. In fact, we have some bad intel. It's almost captured by the British after they arrived in Chesapeake Bay, but he escaped, and he had General Anthony Wayne stay behind on this particular farm to guard his rear, so he escaped. But after a few more defeats, he called it quits for the year, and he decided to winter in Valley Forge, again, very, very close. So finally, Washington got an approval for a hospital from Congress, and Zachariah helped build it, just about a mile from this particular farm, and the troops were in terrible shape.
Mm.
Not only wounded, but they had diseases. They had dysentery, pneumonia, typhus, typhoid fever. It was awful. Lost 2,000 soldiers that winter. Terrible. Well,
oh my God.
Abigail, God bless her, was young. Now, she had a bunch of children by that time, so they could take care of the farm.
Sure.
So she and some other ladies walked a mile each way to the hospital to minister to the poor soldiers, bringing them food, bandages, you name it. Unfortunately for Abigail, she contracted typhoid fever. And in those days, no cure for that.
Right.
Anyway, after the war, kept having kids. Last child was 1785. She died 4 years later.
Mm.
Now, that should be in the story, but it's not, because the farm went to foreclosure, as did a lot of other in that area, because the Brit who sold all the deeds did not make good on them. When America became America, the sheriff wanted payment. So poor Zachariah had to pack 17 children into a Conestoga wagon and head west.
Ooh, okay.
So he did. And he found a place to live, and he paid off the mortgage, and he survived. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to visit this barn, because it was on the National Register, was because of the gravestone for Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, "Some have children, some have none. Here lies the mother of 21. Had to see this, right?
Yeah.
So I made contact with the cemetery. Caretaker told us, took us out to where she was buried, and somebody had pinched the gravestone. Can you believe that?
Pinched the gravestone.
Anyway, so I feel sorry for the young lady in Norwood who lost her life and made her children orphans, but I'm sure the community will come together and support her. So
well,
that's a little story.
And as long as we're bringing awareness to it, I mean, if, you know, for all my listeners out there, I mean, absolutely pray for that family and, you know, hope that, you know, God and, you know, family can see her through a tragic time like that. That's
John, I'm going to let you go because I cannot hear you on this connection. So
okay.
I'll listen to you on the radio and maybe I'll give you a call again some other time.
Next week. Yes, Bob. Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Well, thanks, as always. Thank you, Bob, for calling in and always sharing your wisdom. You know, it's a shame that, you know, when we hear about folks that lose their life too young, again, that, you know, also speaks to some of the initiatives that need to be done in this city to help keep us a little more safe. We still need to hire more police officers. And, you know, I for one, you know, believe, you know, we all want to live a good, peaceful, healthy life, you know, whether, you know, family or by yourself or whatever the case is. And, you know, I there's a large part of me that thinks that there are too many leaders in this country, in this city, in the county that just don't seem to understand that. And I wish that would change. And the only way we can make a change is if we start electing people that are responsible, if more of us who are, like Christopher was talking about, you know, the silent majority, mm-hmm. Get out and vote when it does come to election time and get these idiots out of office that sit there and speak the, you know, from the dictionary of political ebonics like the mayor does every single time. I mean, I cringe every time I hear him talk because I know it's a big bunch of BS that's coming out of his mouth. And I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have my opinion, and that's why we right. have the country we have, because I'm allowed to have my opinion and say how I feel. You know, I've lived in this city my entire life, and I have never in 54 years ever seen a city in such disarray with leadership that is so pathetically bad than I do right now. And I just, you know, I pray that sometime down the road, and I hope it's sooner than later, you know, we get responsible people to run for office, get in there, get into City Hall, and focus on the things that need to be focused on. Safety, education, and infrastructure. Those are the three fundamental things that need to be addressed. And when I say safety, that includes fire, that includes police, that includes, you know, our like city departments, whether it be safe water, you know, water department, sewer department, trash pickup, that kind of thing. Safety, right?
Right.
So, you know, those are the fundamental things that need to be addressed. So, Bob, as always, thank you for calling in. I truly appreciate it. Actually, it'll be 2 weeks before I'm back on, but certainly Gary will be here next week, Bob. So if you want to talk to Gary, he'll be here for you as well. So before we head to break, just real quick, want to send out, give one more clue for the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia. Let's see, what would be a good little, let's see. So this is not only a museum, but there's also a little restaurant and gift shop. And again, it's a big white house right there by Lytle Park. So if you know where I am in Cincinnati, 513-563-1480, let us know where I am in Cincinnati, and I've got a $25 gift card for you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll do the final segment here on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Where the Music Is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The Prancing Horse comes to Lexington. Ferrari will be the featured mark in this year's Keeneland Concours d'Elegance, Saturday, July 18th, on the beautiful grounds of the renowned Keeneland Racecourse. The Keeneland Concours d'Elegance will be showcasing the finest collector vehicles in the country, from antiques to future classics. Automobiles will be judged for their historical accuracy, presentation, and cleanliness. Collector cars, food, fashion, and music will be the atmosphere of the day. Nationally acclaimed artists will be in attendance. And of course, you can bid on silent auction items. This is the event of the summer. The 23rd running of the Keeneland Concours d'Elegance benefits Kentucky's Children's Hospital. Advance tickets available for $25 at KeenelandConcours.com. Or day of the show for $30. Visit KeenelandConcours.com for a schedule of events.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, The Stray Cats, U.S. Tour.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
August 10th, Rose Music Center at the Heights.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office. The Stray Cats Live.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Where the Music Is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We are definitely rounding third and heading for home here. So, before we went to break, I gave out a few more clues to the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia, and we have a caller who would like to know where I – thinks he knows where I am in Cincinnati. So, Phil, are you there? Phil, are you there?
Hey, Phil. Hello, Phil.
Phil? Hello. Phil, can you hear me?
The joys of live radio, people.
I tell you what, if it's not one thing, it's another. Well, you know what? Technology is great when it works. So, Phil, I'm sorry if you can't hear me, but I guess Dan, I don't know. What should we do here? Okay, hold on. Get him. Yeah, see if he can get his answer, and then we'll go from there. Oh, well. Unfortunately, folks, we're not WLW. Anyway, so hopefully Phil has the right answer. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and cheat and say it's the Taft Art Museum, Taft Museum of Art. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Right.
I've been there for networking events with the Cincinnati Chamber. They have wonderful art collections. And, of course, the cousin of President William Howard Taft actually lived in that house for quite a few years. So anyway, so hopefully Dan will get that answer from Phil. And if Phil is correct, we will get him a $25 gift card out this coming week. Okay. So at the top of the show, I was talking about a couple of things that I think are happening in the world of real estate, which are really, really good. First one I want to talk about is many of you know what Habitat for Humanity is. And the Mercy Health here locally donated land and a medical office building to Habitat for Humanity of Greater Cincinnati. And the reason they donated that land is because they are going to be building approximately 25 homes. And these homes are going to be low income housing. And I think that's absolutely incredible. Matt Crawford, who is the vice president of real estate for Bon Secours Mercy Health, said that the land did not have significant market value and Mercy Health had no need for it. Crawford said that when making real estate or business decisions, Mercy Health considers what the long-term community impact will be. Making what Habitat does for the community easier was our goal. And being a large health system that is very much interested in addressing the social determinants of health, stable housing is one of them. And we felt with the minimal market value available to us, negotiating a price would probably have been more of a headwind or barrier or circumstance that slowed down the process, and we wanted to make it happen as quickly as possible. So Jason Shamley, a vice president of real estate at Habitat for Humanity, said the nonprofit can build an estimated 25 homes on the property. He said there is currently no timeline or schedule for construction or completion, but Habitat is actively working through the developmental planning process, which he said could take about a year or so. And that kind of makes sense. I mean, right. You've got to do site surveys. You've got to do feasibility studies with the land to make sure that, whether you can build basements or if you have to put the house on a slab. Is there erosion? All these different types of things. So in April, the other thing, too, is that in April, Habitat listed 17 homes for sale across five neighborhoods, the most the organization ever sold at one time. Habitat for Humanity completed 23 home projects throughout the region in 2025. And as you know, Habitat for Humanity, they that's what they do. They'll go out in the community, they'll rehab homes and get them marketable. And again, for lower income purposes. So I think it's absolutely wonderful that Habitat for Humanity is going to be doing this. Just like I mentioned maybe a month or two ago about a project that's going to be in Evanston, and I can't remember the organization that's doing it, but they're going to be building 15 tiny homes, like a little community within the community for homeless veterans. And there's going to be some resources in there, like a clubhouse and sports and therapy and stuff. I mean, it's just incredible. And I'm glad that these companies are doing this. Because, home ownership there shouldn't be any real hard barriers to home ownership.
No, in my opinion, I think the veterans, their housing should automatically be covered.
Oh, are you kidding me? I tell you what, the way I look at it, if you serve this country, a first responder, veteran, police officer, whatever, and you want to buy a home, you know what? Just point your finger and that's your home.
Yeah.
I mean, the heck with, the heck with loans, the heck with taxes, the heck with everything else. I mean, you sacrifice as much as you do to make our country safe and free. Just give them the damn home. that's my opinion. Yeah. I mean, that's my opinion. I have other opinions, too, but we won't voice them here. So the next story I want to cover in the time that we have left is the Port Authority of Greater Cincinnati. So a couple of years ago, I had a client that was, didn't have, great income, could maybe afford a home around $150,000. Well, guess what? There was a home that was owned by the port over off of it was in the western part of Price Hill. So I don't want to say what road, but over in the western part of Price Hill, beautiful little two-bedroom home, completely remodeled top to bottom. I mean, great job done by the port. And they were selling it for around $150,000. And my client was able to get that home basically brand new on the interior. Just new roof, new appliances, new electrical, new furnace, air conditioner, you name it. I mean, beautiful. And I was really impressed with the Port Authority being able to do that. So this story talks about that a little bit. So the Port of Greater Cincinnati delivered its first two rehabilitated homes in Sedamsville. The port spent $400,000 per house, but sells them for $120,000 to $180,000. Homes will be sold to families earning 80% of the area median income or less. So the Port of Greater Cincinnati had $8 million revitalization efforts in the neighborhood. Now, this is Sedamsville. Now, this is down on Route 50 on River Road, just as you pass the Warsaw Avenue, Glenway Avenue cutoff. And that area has been in desperate need of some revitalization for years. So I think it's great that the port is doing this. The port embarked on similar successful efforts in Evanston, which we talked about, Walnut Hills in the 2010s, while the Cincinnati Center City Development Corp did something similar with condos in Over the Rhine in the first decades of this century. So you can see that there are all these nonprofits and these organizations that are trying to come in and make housing affordable and doing these types of projects, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. The port acquired, the homes were in bad shape. One was infested with bees. Another had cats living in the drainage area. One had a dead pig in the backyard.
Wow.
One was inundated with maggots. The average house was built in 1910. So Sedamsville will be more challenging than Evanston, but the port's executive, the port is committed to this. Even though the interest rates are high and construction costs are high, but, the homes are, they're smaller homes. So hopefully it won't take, too much budget to do this. Homes are basically about 1,200 square feet, two-bedroom houses, maybe a few 2,800 or higher square foot homes with five bedrooms, but most will have at least one and a half baths, which is great. The port's early model calls for a starting price of $120,000 after the homes are renovated, a virtually unheard-of price point in Cincinnati, which is true because, trying to find a home in decent shape for $120,000 that's almost next to impossible
right
now. If you went out towards like Sabina or or Portsmouth,
out in
the middle of nowhere, you might be able to find that, but not within the city itself. Right. So because of state, federal, city and county funds in the project, the homes will be sold to those making 80% of the area median income or less. So a family of four, 80% of that area median income is only $87,900. So that's going to give more folks more opportunities to own homes, which is going to increase the economic base of the city. And it's just great that these are being done, that this stuff is being done. So applause to the Port Authority of Cincinnati. Applause to Habitat for Humanity. Thank you for all that you do. And, of course, for the project for our veterans out in Evanston. So all great stuff. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up for this week. I want to thank Christopher Smitherman for calling in. As always, Bob, thank you for calling in. Just so everybody knows, the Ethos Art Gallery is 7507 Hamilton Avenue up in Mount Healthy. Please go up and support that wonderful young lady as she embarks on starting and growing her small business. So next week will be, hopefully, I think Gary will be here. So I will see everybody in 2 weeks. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. See y'all in a couple weeks, folks. Take care.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.
The preceding program was a paid program. Its views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or its management.